Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The DH, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Vaughn Eshelman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Juan Samuel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Bautista. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chris Gomez. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Milt Kiler. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Buddy Groom. And now, play ball. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel strikes out. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nehring moves to second. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman takes first base on ball 4. Nehring moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Nehring scores. McFarlane moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Tinsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bautista hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Flaherty and he is safe. Vaughn steals second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Nehring is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wes Chamberlain now playing right field. Milt Kiler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Flaherty hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Curtis is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtis is hit by the pitch. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Curtis moves to second. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hazelman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hazelman hits a fly ball into right field. Bautista settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bautista is 0 for 1 in the game. Bautista hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chamberlain. Bautista reaches second base with a double. Chris Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Bautista moves to third. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into right field. Chamberlain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Wes Chamberlain batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chamberlain takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to third. Chamberlain moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mike Gardner now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kyler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Flaherty is 0 for 1 in the game. Flaherty hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Curtis hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hazelman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alicia is 0 for 2 in the game. Alicia bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hazelman moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Tinsley bunts towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. Hazel Mann moves to third. Alicia moves to second. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Hazel Mann scores. Alicia scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for West Chamberlain. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenwell moves to second. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Ben Blomdahl now pitching. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hazelman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hazelman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Troy O'Leary now playing right field. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Samuel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Chris Gomez now playing shortstop. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0 for 2 in the game. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Tinsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Flaherty settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Flaherty. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bautista is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bautista hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Boever now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiler. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. It's 12-0, Red Sox. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Nehring moves to second. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Bill Hazelman. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0 for 3 in the game. Alicia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Hartley now pitching. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 2 in the game. Flaherty hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Curtis batting right. Is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Curtis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Curtis hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tinsley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Rodriguez pinch hits for John Valentin. Steve Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Rodriguez now playing shortstop. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Samuel is 0-for-3 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. Fryman strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bautista is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bautista strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.